Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and staying on top of daily tasks, who has time to worry about site performance and security? That's where Kinsta.com comes in. Simply better hosting. Founded in 2013, Kinsta offers powerful managed WordPress hosting that takes the stress out of running a website. With Kinsta, your site runs on Google Cloud's premium tier network, utilizing their fastest servers like C3D and C2 VMs. The result? Your site could be up to 200% faster just by switching. Need global reach? Kinsta has 37 data center locations and a content delivery network with over 260 points of presence worldwide, ensuring your audience gets lightning-fast load times no matter where they are. Kinsta.com isn't just about speed, it's about security and ease of use. They provide enterprise-grade protection, including SOC 2 compliance, firewalls, and free malware removal. Plus, their MyKinsta dashboard is packed with tools that make managing your site or multiple sites simple and efficient. And don't stress about switching providers. Kinsta offers unlimited, free, expert-led migrations with no downtime. Their 24/7 support team of WordPress experts is always ready to assist, with an average response time of under 2 minutes. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit Kinsta.com to get this limited-time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today. That is Kinsta.com. Your future self will thank you for making the switch.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nobody can choose where and to whom they are born to. But if we do everything right, we can choose where and how we die. This premise of you being able to alter your destiny is at the core of every person who ever got out of the trap of poverty. Are you living intentionally or just existing on autopilot, focused on paying bills and invoices? Do you consider yourself financially free? Since our birth, we are thrust into a Tyrone competition, an incessant cycle of hard work, material possessions accumulation, insufficient resources due to the consumption of these goods, followed by new efforts to preserve these scarce material resources. Thus, we encounter this routine day after day, resembling a trained dog chasing a ball or a rodent running endlessly inside a wheel without making progress. If you've never delved into finance or financial education, you are at serious risk of remaining your entire existence trapped in this cycle known as the notorious rat race. Escaping poverty has two fundamental premises: a minimum predictable income that is enough to cover the basics and the ability to access growth opportunities. Without these two elements, one gets stuck in a poverty spiral. Here is the thing: you will need to let go of the poverty mentality first if you want to achieve success. This is what we mean. Most people pursue illusory satisfactions based solely on consumption and the accumulation of limited material goods. In the end, a lifelong work routine is created to sustain the scarce material goods achieved and acquire a few additional ones. In this context, two reasons lead people, even involuntarily, to enter this cycle: fear and greed. It all starts with fear, because the fear of not being able to provide for oneself and the family drives the search for money. Thus, people begin a hard and dedicated effort, motivated by the fear of not having enough to survive. Gradually, this effort results in a more concrete income, reducing fear and increasing greed. As income grows, the tendency is to consume more. The more money is earned, the more is spent. It's easy to fall into the trap of thinking that a financial increase solves all life's problems. However, the truth is that the more money one has, the more desires for consumption arise. Many justify their expenses by claiming they deserve rewards for their efforts. Unfortunately, this reward can prove detrimental. The increase in greed leads people to consume excessively without considering the consequences. Therefore, it is crucial to moderate our relationship with money and consumption, seeking a balance between what is necessary and extreme spending. It becomes evident that wealth cannot be the sole source of contentment and satisfaction in existence. Based on this, it can be stated that the issue lies not solely in the money one obtains, but in the adopted mindset. Regardless of the financial sum acquired, this dilemma will persist without a change in thinking. There are fundamentally three elements contributing to staying in the incessant race. The first element is having expenses beyond what one earns. Some people believe that upon receiving money, they must immediately spend it. However, certain individuals exceed this limit and begin to consume even before receiving money, incurring credit card debts and financing expenses, such as a vehicle or a more luxurious residence. This behavior leads to bearing high interest rates, excessive costs, and often getting entangled in debts for the rest of their lives. The second element is acquiring goods recklessly. Those trapped in the incessant race share a characteristic. They often spend impulsively, anticipating desires and paying a high price for them, subjecting themselves to interest and values higher than the actual worth of things. On many occasions, after impulsive spending, they realize that if they had not acted on impulse, they could have acquired the same material good for a much lower price. The third element is a lack of knowledge about how to invest one's own money. In general, they are unaware of the possibility of investing, as they are constantly preoccupied with indulging themselves while reserving quality things. This is not how they will achieve it. In fact, it would be wise to consider that the greatest reward they can give themselves is freedom. But enough with the theory. Here are the exact 15 steps you need to take if you want to force yourself out of poverty. Stay until the end of the video if you want to know the most important tip to break free from the vicious cycle of debt. Step 1. Accept that things have to change. The reason people enter and remain trapped in the frantic competition lies in the relationship that financially uneducated individuals establish with work and money. For this group, money, instead of providing freedom, acts as a form of confinement, keeping them increasingly entrenched in the system. The term rat race refers to these lab mice that spend all their energy seeking illusory rewards, preventing them from progressing. Similarly, most people work hard, consuming their energy in the pursuit of money that will be used to acquire products, hoping to achieve small doses of happiness. The more financial resources a person acquires, the larger the financial obligations become, and the more they need to endure to keep the gears turning. It's time you and yourself have a talk. Sit yourself down and think about your life, the life your children will live, and what will happen if things remain the same. Contrary to what you're thinking, most poor people get really good at living the poor lifestyle. They find a rhythm, and although it sounds hard to believe, they get complacent. This doesn't mean that they like or enjoy their lifestyle. It just means that they're not in a rush to change. In order for one to escape the trap of poverty, this needs to become a priority. Everything about the poor lifestyle will need to change, and for most people, this is their current identity, and of course, they're scared to lose it. The truth is, this person needs to die. You will have to kill your current self and become someone else. You will have to sacrifice for your well-being and that of your children. You will most likely need to sacrifice the people who are not benefiting your growth. Sometimes these are your friends or even family members. You cannot help others unless you help yourself first. Right now, you're in no position to help anyone, so things need to change. Once you understand mentally and emotionally that you have no other option but to change, the process finally begins. Step 2. Honestly analyze your life and put everything down.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You cannot make any real progress unless you get a clear inventory of your life in as much detail as possible. This isn't about making yourself look good. Instead, be brutally honest with you. Begin with your finances. How much money do you earn and have coming in? How much do you spend every month? Break everything down relevant topics like food, transportation, subscriptions, utilities, entertainment, clothing, family care, health, and so on. Yes, poverty is more than a money problem, but we get a feeling that money would solve a lot of the problems you have in your life right now. So you will make it a priority to solve money for you. Most people have no idea just how much money goes where. If you never tracked your expenses, do it for 30 days, but do it in a brutally honest fashion. The moment you close in to getting this personal report done, you will be shocked at how much money you spend that maybe you could put to better use. Either way, you need this clear image because it will allow you to move to the next step. Step 3. Identify the bare minimum for survival. This is where you're going to put in some work. Go through the personal profile and identify the minimum you need to survive. You're gonna enter the survival mode. This means you will allocate resources to only the most vital parts. Keep the lights on, keep the water and gas on, and some food that's just good enough to get the job done. And no, your Spotify or Netflix subscription isn't a necessity. The speed at which you're able to escape poverty depends on your ability to live as minimalistic of a life as possible. I know it's gonna suck, but your life sucks right now anyway. If you want it to stop sucking, you're gonna have to make some tough choices. After you identify the bare minimum for survival, you're ready for the next step. Step 4. Cut everything else out for at least 6 months. This is the part people don't want to do. It's also the reason why people never escape poverty. Growth is the result of sacrificing the present for a better future. And most people don't want to sacrifice anything. They want all the upside without any effort or pain on their behalf, which is why years go by and nothing changes. No matter how much you try to attract money in your life, send out positive thoughts and prayers, one thing is certain. Jesus ain't coming to pay your rent. Be brutal with yourself for what do you really have to lose? 6 months of relative misery for a shot to have a better life long term. You will get out of this situation by making the most out of the resources you already have at your disposal. Give yourself every advantage you can and rid yourself of everything that's making your journey longer. And this needs to happen now. The longer you stay in poverty, the higher the price to get out is. This is why some people end up in generational poverty. They never stop the bleeding. Your priority becomes spending as little money as possible, so that with the little that's left, you can begin to build momentum. Step 5. Get a job or increase your work volume. Don't allow pride to get in the way of you achieving your long-term objectives. If you don't have a job, get one. As much as you'd like to become a millionaire long-term, you need to focus on the next 6 to 12 months of your life. You have to do anything you can to increase your income. If you already have a job, the simplest way to earn more is to increase work volume. 1 or 2 hours extra per day while living minimally will make the difference, especially if your current workplace will pay for overtime. Remember that everything over 40 hours per week will be paid 50% more. If there are no opportunities to increase the volume at your current workspace, use the gig economy. You're doing this for yourself and so that your children will not have to go through the same pain you're going through right now. What better reason is there to do what you must? Deliver for Postmates or Glovo, drive for Uber, find jobs on Craigslist, help small businesses in your area in any way that gets you paid now. Step 6. Prioritize immediate high-interest debts. Although it is attractive to pay for a purchase in installments, debts can expose us to uncontrollable interest, causing you to spend much more than necessary. It is vital to remember that while you have not reached wealth, banks impose high interest rates, leading you to overdraft and applying revolving interest on the credit card. These charges can consume a significant portion of your financial resources and further complicate your economic situation. Keeping control over your credit card expenses is crucial. Avoid acquiring items you cannot afford, and always check the total amount of your bill. Otherwise, you may end up spending much more than you should and getting involved in a difficult-to-pay debt. Because you are not spending less than you were before, and hopefully you found a way to slightly increase your income, it's time to address the biggest pains in your life. Debt. The system is set up in such a way that it takes advantage of the poor and less educated. Just because you throw a credit card away doesn't mean the money you owe goes away as well. Never, from this day forward, will you ever use payday loans again. Look at all the debt you have and see which one has the highest interest. The interest is that percentage in your contract of what you will pay on top of the money you borrowed. If you don't know, make it a priority to find out. Almost everything you earn that doesn't go to your survival should go to paying off the highest interest debt you carry. Why? Every day that debt isn't paid, you owe more and more money. Debt is the modern version of chains. As long as you have it, you cannot be free. Step 7. Save 1 month worth of essential money. Because you've done the analysis at step 3, you now know exactly how much money you need to survive month to month. We know saving money is not your forte, but this step is crucial. What happens if you lose your job or you have a medical emergency? Without savings, you would have to go into more debt, more chains, less freedom, more poverty for an even longer period of time. This is how you need to think about savings. You have them there to protect yourself against darker times because you know damn well that it's just a matter of time until they come. You're literally in a race to get this minimum fund ready as quickly as possible. Step 8. Pride aside, take every handout you can get. You have no idea just how many systems are set in place to help you, because the truth is, they suck at letting everybody know. If you can eat for free, do it. If your neighbor can take care of your child while you're at work, do it. If the city allows you to use public transportation because of your financial status, do it. You're never too good to ride the bus or walk to work, especially now, where this money can go towards paying off the bad debt you've got yourself into, or it can be used for your savings fund. Use the food stamps. Don't buy yourself a PS5 with the stimulus check. Find programs in your area designed to help. One of the most underutilized resources out there are libraries. You know those buildings you never go into. Libraries are extremely cool. And if they were to invent them today, the subscription to them would cost a fortune. At this stage, it's all about making progress. Put your pride aside, keep your head down, and keep pushing forward. Always remember the long-term game you're playing. Step 9. Identify sustainable opportunities to increase your income. At step 5, you forced yourself to increase your work volume. Although this gets the job done for short to medium periods of time, it will take a toll on yourself. If your last focus was to increase the numbers of hours per workday that you can monetize, now it's time to increase your pay per hour. There are two ways to get this done: a promotion within the organization you currently work for, or a higher paying job in a different organization. The keyword here is sustainable, meaning once you make the switch, you can confidently predict you will earn more than you're currently earning for the foreseeable 12 months. This will not happen on its own. You will need to use the little remaining time in your day to look for other employment opportunities. Leverage the good work you're doing to build trust with your prospective employers. Be honest, let them know you're disciplined and a hard worker, and would be willing to make the switch for this specific salary. It's easy to scoff at an additional $5 per hour, but if you're currently earning $15 per hour, an extra $5 would mean you just increased your work income by 33%. Some promotions will require you to take on more responsibility or quickly build a new skill set, since this is what will get you out of the hole. Say yes to every opportunity and figure it out as you go. This is your priority in life. You need the extra income. Step 10. Start build good credit. In the words of Jay-Z, you know what's more important than throwing money in a strip club. Credit. The reason the system has you pinned down and locked into poverty is because of debt. Credit is just a different term of debt. The more the system is confident you can pay off your debts, the better terms you get. Here's how you build good credit fast. Pay your bills on time. Payment history is the single biggest factor that affects credit scores, and late payments can stay on your credit reports for 7 years. Make it a priority to pay on time every single time. Make more than one payment per month. The lower you keep your balance, the quicker your credit goes up. Instead of paying it off once at the end of the month, pay it every 2 weeks. Ask for higher credit limits. When your credit limit goes up and your balance stays the same, it instantly lowers your overall credit utilization, which in turn improves your credit. Once you show the money people that you're good with money consistently, you're ready for the next step. Step 11. Refinance long-term debts for better terms. As long as you carry heavy debt with you, you will never be free. Everything you do should be focused on getting you out of poverty, and debt is how poverty is measured in the modern world. One of the best ways to improve your financial situation is by refinancing long-term debts. If you've done everything right up until this point, you should have no problem getting better terms when you refinance. This means you can either pay less per month or pay the same, but rid yourself of debt sooner than before. As of making this piece, interest rates are at an all-time low because of the economic situation, which means this is a unique opportunity to simply walk into a bank. Let them know about the debt you have under the bad terms. Show them your new good credit and get it paid with a new debt that is a lot less straining on your finances. Banks will offer these consultations for free. It's their business to make sure they can offer you a better deal than their competitors. Use this competition for your personal gain. Step 12. Save 6 months' worth of essential money. Establish a contingency fund that covers your costs for a minimum of 6 months. To calculate this amount, you need to multiply your monthly expenses by 6 and save that amount in an emergency fund. Having a safety net allows you to start your activities with more serenity and without fear of taking risks. This reserve is crucial so that you can invest in various income sources, thus freeing yourself from the incessant race. By this point, your life is starting to feel a lot better. You feel in control, and things start to line up for you. This is where people usually screw everything up and fall back on old habits. Others will see you do just a bit better and immediately come to drag you back where you started. "Sorry, fam, I can't afford to give anyone money right now." No will become your most common word. It's easy to identify money vacuums, people or services that just want your money. You keep your head down and move forward. You don't need a better phone as long as yours still works, even if the screen is cracked. At this stage, you don't need to be cool. You know what's actually cool? Not being poor for the rest of your life because you wanted to impress some people who never care about you. Don't allow anything to sabotage your mission. Become a man of purpose. It worked so far, which is why you finally found yourself in a position to build some runway. Use this position to put aside 6 months of essential money. This is your new priority. Shit will inevitably hit the fan at some point, and you need to be ready to deal with it. If you don't, all that you've built could fall like a house of cards and send you back to the beginning. You didn't come this far, just to come this far and go back. Step 13. Use free resources to build your skill set and monetize that. The first half of this piece forced you to get things under control, while the second half got you ready and in position for this, right here. This is how you're going to make the leap from poverty into the middle class. The marketplace will pay you in proportion to what you can offer it. You need a valuable skill set that you can monetize. Fortunately for you, you live in the best time in history for this. You have an entire library of value at your disposal for free. Use the internet to learn things that people will pay for. You can learn how to restore old furniture online. You can learn to use Microsoft Excel on YouTube and literally double your salary. Learn how to manage a social media profile. Learn graphic design. This is the beauty of the age we are living in. For anything you wish to learn, there's someone out there who documented everything and made it available for free. At this stage, never pay for anything you can get for free, and pay close attention to people who want your money. As a rule of thumb, there are no get-rich-quick schemes. These are just people who will get rich off of you. Step 14. Become a contractor instead of an employee. In the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, the author instructs us that from childhood, we are guided to attend a higher education institution, enter the workforce, and perform roles to earn income, which will be allocated to living expenses, settling bills, and acquiring goods. It is clear that there is nothing wrong with acquiring knowledge, graduating, and engaging in professional activities. After all, for many starting out, this represents the only opportunity to gain financial gains. The difficulty lies in the fact that we are rarely guided on managing the financial resources obtained. Many know the art of striving to earn income, but are unaware of how to manage money. Thus, they spend their existence trapped in a cycle of working incessantly, earning more, spending more, and ending up without resources due to excessive spending. As a result, they restart this cycle to maintain their consumption path. This is where the leap actually takes place. The moment you go from being an employee to being a contractor is the crucial point in your trajectory. There are two main reasons why becoming a business is better than working in a business. Flexibility. You're not locked into a single revenue source. You can serve the one that pays you more and more than one client at a time. Taxes and benefits. Society has decided that contractors are worth more to the marketplace than employees, so it gives them better terms. You pay less in taxes, you enjoy more freedoms. The day you decide to work for yourself, the marketplace begins to treat you differently. If you're decent at what you do, you will make a decent living. But you come from poverty. There's a hunger these other people can't relate to. This hunger will be your competitive advantage. It will not allow you to settle for just this. It will push you forward. Sooner than later, you will find yourself in a position to expand. That's when you will bring in help. Step 15. Group source your way out of poverty. By yourself, you can force your way out of poverty and cross the line into the middle class. But it's all still dependent on you to keep performing. To be safe, you will need to keep moving up until you're as far away as you can from the life you used to live. That's where you will need other people to help you, and in exchange, you will help them do the same. People bring leverage. The collective is stronger than the sum of its parts. You have your strengths and your weaknesses. If this new reality you're building is to last, you need to cover these weaknesses, and other people can do that for you. If you've made it out of poverty, it is your responsibility to help others do the same. But be very careful whom you choose to help, because some will want to be helped to make money, while others will want you and will make it their mission to take it from you. The snakes are in the grass. Learn to deal with them. Maybe you are fortunate, and some of these steps do not apply to you. We started out poor, but fortunately, debt wasn't an issue. We simply didn't have any money and had to figure out how to build from that. But the fundamentals remain the same. Sacrifice and prioritizing long-term over the short-term. 18% of all in poverty learn the above lessons, and get out 1 in 5 people born in poverty manages to move up in society, giving their children an even better opportunity for upward mobility. Here's something you probably don't know. A study by Fidelity Investments found that 88% of millionaires are self-made millionaires, meaning they grew up in a middle or poor family. Only 12% of the rich people alive today have inherited their fortune, and their number is dropping rapidly. Approximately 41% of self-made millionaires came from poor households, according to research done by Thomas C. Corley. That's almost half. Growing up poor sucks, but we know the kind of drive it instilled in us. Many of the lessons we learned back then have paid dividends over and over again. You're living in the most abundant age in human history, and our economy is on the brink of disruption. The middle class is being shrunk down, and the gap between the rich and the poor is widening. Very soon, the world will be split into haves and have-nots, and this is the time you have to decide on which side of the split you want it to find you. Technology, advanced education, money, and health will all be soon commercialized to a degree unseen before. Our world is slowly becoming a pay-to-win game. We hope you're ready. And there you have it, the 15 steps to force your way out of poverty. We hope you enjoyed the video. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel and give this video a like.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.